Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. It is Monday in the NFL. We have all the playoff matchups set. For the postseason, we're going to talk about some of the fantasy matchups there. Week 18 has come and gone. Naturally, coaches in the NFL on the hot seat. Going to find out a lot more about that information today on the show, Davis, as well. But the fantasy football season coming to an end. Regular season coming to an end. Not a lot of high-scoring games in the NFL yesterday, but entertaining to sort of figure out where things were going to go. I really capped off for me last night with that win by Detroit over Green Bay in Green Bay. Wow, what a finish to the season last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, love watching Aaron Rodgers take an L as someone who's seen a lot of great teams lose to the Packers over the year. I mean, you're right. I think what we learned is that 18 weeks of football is just a bit too much with so many bad teams, right? There just is such a disparity in the NFL between the great teams. And I think unfortunately, probably three of the four best teams all play in the same conference right now, which means that a lot of these games were meaningless. And even the stakes that we did have, right? The Seahawks, the Rams game, that had some stakes, but that really was not a great game. I mean, let's go back to Saturday, and the Jags Titans was a playoff game, and that was horrible. It was not a good football game. You know, it's like so. I mean, obviously, like we're all going to keep watching football. The NFL does not have a quote unquote product problem or whatever, but just so many bad teams. Like watching Skylar Thompson and Joe Flacco square off, like that was brutal, man.
Yeah, well, some exciting finishes too. Houston Texans give away the number one pick in the draft with a 2-point conversion over the Indianapolis Colts. Chargers playing their starters through three quarters yesterday. I mean, some things happened yesterday that I could not have predicted, that is for sure. So let's get to our headlines here at the top of the show. Right now, it would appear the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, and if they're not the best, maybe it is Philadelphia. They're the number one seeds. Buffalo probably will have something to say about this before it's all said and done. Saturday night, the Jaguars beat the Titans. Titans cover the spread, though. Clinch the AFC South. The Dolphins beat the Jets. They actually cover that game, too, on a late safety as they get into the postseason. They are 10.5-point favorites on FanDuel right now. I'm sorry, 10.5-point underdogs on FanDuel right now against Buffalo. And the Lions knocked off the Packers on Sunday Night Football, taking away the possibility of the playoffs in that game. It was a real exciting game to watch. You never quite felt like Detroit was out of it. They were, you know, kind of climbing back in. Jameson Williams has a touchdown called back. A real exciting finish there. And Davis, most importantly, for me, how about this one? So, as you may recall, for the Fantasy Football Championship in Week 17, I was down 17 points with Ja'Marr Chase against T. Higgins. The person who I was playing against, we decided to split the pot and then play for the ring for the championship. Ja'Marr Chase, 20 fantasy points. T. Higgins, 2. I am the champion of the fantasy league. How about that?
I mean, that's why I think it was like totally viable for people to do it that way. I mean, I think that it required creative solutions. I'm obviously in a ton of these leagues. The two championships that I was involved in, weirdly enough, featured zero Bills or Bengals players. I have to think that that's pretty uncommon that none of them were in there. But I'm glad that you were able to bring home the ring, that they'll be able to etch the name Craig Mish on the trophy. And, you know, now we simply turn our attention to the playoffs. I know it's obviously more niche, but like the last like month of the season, I've really been looking forward to these playoff fantasy football contests. I really enjoy like the strategy of, I mean, you know, obviously like in the regular season, we don't really care if our teams are winning or losing games and bye weeks and things like that. So I do really like the added layer of strategy in these playoff fantasy contests.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a lot about, you know, some of these contests coming up and how you can get involved and play in some of these. Of course, Thrive Fantasy gives you an opportunity. We're going to talk about that coming up in the NBA, no question. But I want to go back to those two topics, Davis. Houston firing Lovie Smith today and giving away the number one pick in the draft for people who say teams tank. I mean, how do you explain that? And then on top of it, Davis, how do you explain the Chargers playing their starters through three quarters and Mike Williams getting hurt? I mean, I've never seen anything like this in the NFL. I've seen, you know, coaches, Davis, go against the grain and play him in the first quarter and play him in the second quarter and maybe even a little in the third, but it made no sense whatsoever. And Brandon Staley, the head coach after, was getting pummeled with questions from reporters and really had no answer, was like barking back at the reporters. I couldn't believe it. I was watching that game start to finish. I was like, when is he going to pull these guys?
I mean, you know, last year, Craig, you and I were doing this show, right? And I was like, Brandon Staley, he gets it. He's doing the right thing. Like, he's really pushing all the mathematical edges. And this year, it's like he went and spent the summer with Bill Cowher and Tom Coughlin and was like, I'm going to try and turn myself into like one of these good old boys. You know, I mean, I could not, Craig, my biases do come through on this show, right?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't like the Packers. I don't like Jimmy G. And I don't, you know, stuff like that. I make no secret about it. I think the Chargers have become one of those teams for me where I'm just like, I'm actively rooting against them. I don't like them. I don't like Brandon Staley. And I'm sitting there watching them lose with their starters against the Broncos. It was the most perplexing thing that happened yesterday.
Yeah, and it's so rare, by the way, if you watch the game, to have announcers from a broadcast sort of go in on the process. And they were yesterday in that game. Sort of stunning. All right, Fantasy Standouts up next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, our fantasy standouts here on this Monday are going to look different because naturally some teams were motivated to win yesterday, some were not. And so naturally when we go through this, it's the last time during the regular season we will until next year. So let's have at it here and sort of walk you through what happened yesterday. We'll start off with the quarterbacks as Brock Purdy has made his case. I mean, I don't know what direction the 49ers are going to go next year at quarterback, but this guy looks like he can at least quarterback their team. He threw another 3 touchdowns yesterday for San Francisco, also 178 passing yards, 7 rushing yards. Justin Herbert played most of the game against Denver. He threw for 270 and 2 touchdowns. Josh Allen threw for 3 touchdowns against New England and also 250 yards. And Davis Joe Burrow threw for just over 200 and a touchdown. There were a lot of backup quarterbacks playing yesterday, a lot of third-string quarterbacks playing yesterday. So not surprising, this was the best we were going to get.
A lot of quarterbacks that I never need to see play again. I don't ever need to see Josh. Well, Dobbs is going to going to make himself some money. Dobbs is going to get 1 year, $8 million to go to one of these teams next year. Yeah. But I don't ever need to see him again. I don't ever need to see Joe Flacco again. Yesterday was probably the end for him. I don't ever really need to see Skylar Thompson again, but he's probably going to start a playoff game next week. Just a lot of, I mean, Craig, you and I both touched on this in the Sports Grid 60 last week. Like, we got to do something. The NFL has got to do something to incentivize backup quarterback development, right? I mean, these teams develop wide receivers, they develop edge rushers, they develop all these guys. We got it. I cannot have these 9-6 games. It is truly, it's awful stuff. I mean, Purdy is probably like, the 49ers quarterback situation is probably the most interesting thing heading into this offseason, because Jimmy is still on the roster. His contract expires. They're probably favorites to make the NFC Conference Championship with the seventh-round rookie quarterback. And Trey Lance is still sitting there, and we've seen nothing from him. And you might say, like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll move on from him. Trey Lance, if he entered into the draft this year, his third year in the NFL, if he entered into the draft this year, he would still be amongst the youngest guys in the draft. Guy's only 22 years old. It's unbelievable. I have no idea what they're going to do, but it really is crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe the combo of Purdy and Lance, it could be, but I mean, there's no way, even if San Francisco was to lose in their first playoff matchup, Purdy would have to come back to at least compete, I would think, for the job, but we'll see. All right, now, running back took a different look yesterday with Alexander Mattison playing the majority of the time for the Minnesota Vikings, and he scored twice, also had 54 rushing yards. Joe Mixon for Cincinnati, over 100, also piled up receptions and receiving yards too, 5 for 41 and a touchdown. Kenneth Walker looked great again for Seattle against the Rams. It was just Geno Smith had a rough game. And Elijah Mitchell ended up scoring twice, got a lot of good garbage time there. San Francisco was up very big on Arizona, 55 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns there. McCaffrey very involved in the offense early. San Francisco just didn't need him yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't. And he's like unbelievable. Like the touchdown that he scored to begin that game, I'm like, dude, this guy, Christian McCaffrey, he'll be my 101 next year. That, I don't know if he'll be consensus 101, but he's definitely going to be mine. I continue to be like beyond enamored with Kenneth Walker. And I know it's like Kenneth Walker does have that Saquon Barkley thing where 9 of his rushes in a row go for -1 yards. Yesterday at the goal line, he had 3 straight cracks from the 1 yard line and didn't get in. Was a really annoying sequence. I had him in fantasy, obviously. But then, you know, they get there. It's overtime. They need something. Geno's playing like crap. And Kenneth Walker, boom, 30-yard run, boom, 18-yard run, sets up the game winner. I don't know. Like, Kenneth Walker, to me, is sort of like old school, you know, north-south, like, just break tackles. He doesn't need the space. He creates it himself. I just really love watching that guy play.
Yeah, no, it's obviously looks really good. They got to figure out what to do with Geno Smith after the season. Maybe the playoffs will determine that. We'll see as they take on San Francisco in the first round. All right, wide receivers, let's talk about them. Stephon Diggs caps off his great season with 7-104 and a touchdown. A.J. Brown, 4-95. I mentioned Ja'Marr Chase. He's my playoff hero at this point. A big game to cap off the year and won me a fantasy championship, very oddly. And then Tyler Lockett, 4-54 and a touchdown. One name that I would like to bring up here, and I know that we did this with Bateman last year, so I'm like sort of hesitant to go this far, but is it Garrett Wilson, the receiver on the Jets? Did I get his name right?
Yes. Yeah, Garrett
Wilson.
That
guy looked great. That guy looks great. Like, if they would ever get that guy a quarterback, Davis, I mean, that guy was carving up the Dolphins left and right. I mean, we didn't mention him here in fantasy standouts. He looked better to me than anybody on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Garrett Wilson's probably going to be a second round pick in fantasy drafts next season, assuming any kind of quarterback upgrade, whether that be, you know, they bring in one of these free agents, Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, we've heard rumors about Tom Brady coming back up north. Like, it doesn't matter. You get anyone to New York, and I think it'll be like what we saw happen with Ja'Marr Chase. You know, Chase ended his rookie year really strong. Garrett Wilson ended his rookie year really strong, and I think he is just going to get pumped. I think there's going to be a lot of helium. Stephon Diggs, I mean, he made pretty much the play of the game for the Bills yesterday. The Bills could have lost that game. Let's be real about it. They could have lost that game to an awful Patriots team. Nyheim Hines really put the team on his back, but Diggs did too. They were scuffling. They were running the ball a lot. I thought it was very bizarre. The Bills kept running the ball with Singletary and with James Cook, and they weren't really getting anything going. And then, I mean, that's how it kind of happens with the Bills, is they kind of fumble around for a while, and then Allen rolls out, Diggs beats his man, makes an incredible catch on the sideline for the touchdown. Allen makes that incredible throw. I mean, that to me, everyone knows I love the Chiefs. I want the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. But just like Diggs is better than any skill position player on the Chiefs. And that, I think, gives them a huge edge, even if Mahomes is marginally better than Allen.
Yeah, for sure. And look, Gabe Davis did not have the year we thought. I thought Diggs had the year and beyond for sure. All right, tight end. I'd be curious to see who finishes the tight end two in fantasy, because George Kittle was silent for the first half, Davis. But Kittle was probably the best tight end in fantasy football, I would say, the last half of the season. 4 for 29, 2 more touchdowns yesterday for him. I don't know if that helped a lot of people, but certainly he scored there. Dallas Goedert back in the action. Overall, though, very quiet. Travis Kelce, okay day. Dawson Knox, okay day for the Buffalo Bills. But Kittle, I think, closed out to the point, Davis, where, you know, what's going to happen is there's going to be some people who checked out of fantasy football a couple of weeks ago, and then next year they're going to look and say, wow, Kittle had a really good year. But a lot of it was in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, in a full-point PPR, TJ Hockenson finished as the tight end two. The only three guys who scored over 200 fantasy points: Travis Kelce, 316 full PPR points, didn't miss a game. I mean, just unbelievable. That's 100 points more than Hockenson, who played 17 games, 215 points. Kittle only played 15 games. He scored 200.5 full PPR points. Just like the state of the tight end position, though, like Evan Engram in here, Freiermuth in here, Cole Kmet in here. I don't know, Craig. We're gonna have quite a time talking about tight ends next year for fantasy football. But count me in on the Lucy with the football guys for George Kittle, because the deal with Kittle was always like, this guy doesn't score enough touchdowns. But it looks like that maybe more of a Jimmy G thing, because Kittle was super good with Brock Purdy, so you never know what ends up happening. I mean, we don't know who's going to be quarterback of the 49ers next year, but 49ers are dangerous, man. Like, their offense is so good. They have all their guys back. Their defense is really good. Like, if Purdy can be a B-minus quarterback in the playoffs, like, they might even be favored against it'll be at Lincoln Field.
Really,
so
the
49ers, yeah. they won't be favored, but I would not be surprised if they won as like a slight underdog against Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, it could be. Probably if you set a line there, I would say Eagles minus two, you know, 2.5.
Yeah, two and a half.
Probably just for the home field there. Also, real quick.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We'll get to Thrive Fantasy coming up in the NBA. Bill Belichick, in his morning press conference a half hour ago, says he is returning. I know we did this fantasy reality last week. I said he'd be done, took a shot. He's coming back, 71 years old, Bill Belichick, one more season with the New England Patriots. We'll be right back. We'll talk some NBA after this. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, well, the Monday Night Football extravaganza has officially ended. Tonight we have the College Football National Championship between TCU and Georgia. I can't remember a game getting this little publicity getting into a game tonight.
No one cares, man.
It's so weird.
It's crazy. No one cares.
Nothing, like literally nothing. And I love college football. It's like I can't even get anybody to ask me about this game. But one thing that you can do in addition to watching this game is head on over to Thrive Fantasy. If you've never downloaded the app, do it now. Because for those of you who decide to play tonight's NBA slate, and furthermore, any slate tonight, we're going to give you a promo code. It's called SportsGrid, SportsGrid. And when you use that promo code, Thrive is going to match your deposit bonus of up to $250 with a 100% match. So if you put in $50, they'll give you an extra $50 for signing up. You put in $230, they will match that as well. And so for tonight's slate, we're going to pivot over. Instead of doing football, we're going to do some NBA and give you five props that you can use tonight. And we call this the Thrive Five. All right, Davis. So our first time doing this, by the way, with the NBA. So, you know, for me, this is, you know, sort of new ground here. How do you sort of view how to pick some of the props tonight? And is there any different strategy as opposed to the NBA like we've been doing in the NFL?
So there definitely is like a couple things that you need to have in mind. Is like, one, Thrive is obviously going to post some lines that correlate with each other, whether it be playing time, whether it be score line effects, right? So blowouts are going to have a huge impact on overs or unders. And I would say actually that's probably like the biggest thing when it comes to taking a look at player props for the NBA in general is like you got to be spot on with your playing time projections because rate projections tend to stay pretty even. Like of all the major sports, football, baseball, hockey, golf, you know, all this stuff, that the sport that player projections are best at is going to be for the NBA. So minutes tend to be kind of the most important denominator. And also you can correlate your selections. You know, if you think a game is going to blow out, you can take all unders in the same game. Or if you think a game is going to be really tight to the end, you can take all overs. Or if you think two guys are going to cannibalize each other's playing time, you can take one over, one under, stuff like that. And all that stuff, you know, that you can do on Thrive Fantasy in their big contest that they have going on here on Monday night.
All right, so let's take a look at it. Six games on the NBA slate. Here are five props that we're going to review for you here on the show. Now we'll start off, we'll do Robert Williams's total blocks this evening. So that will be one. We'll talk about Julius Randle and his rebounds. Also John Morant in terms of points. Jacob Poeti in terms of rebounds. And then Nikola Jokic with a total rebounds and assists. So we will go over those five props. Let's get started with Robert Williams of the Boston Celtics. We've got a total 2.5 blocks tonight, Davis. And if you go over that, you get, wow, this is a big number, 130 Thrive Fantasy points, and the under is just 70. So is this one where, obviously, very heavy lean toward the under here. So is this one where you just take your 70 fantasy points, or are you willing to take a shot here that this goes over?
No, I'm taking the over. I really like the Celtics overs tonight. The Bulls have been playing a little bit better. They're sort of back against the wall type stuff. You know, they really can't afford to be losing any of these games, or guys are going to start getting traded. And then kind of the opposite is true for the Boston Celtics. They have really come back to earth the last month of the season after basically being the best team in the NBA for the first month of the season. But I really like the upside of this selection because I don't imagine it's going to be a very popular one. Now, Robert Williams obviously does not average this many blocks per game. He averages 1.3. But if you look at his games against teams that have offenses that really use their centers, so they play the Spurs the other night, Jakob Poeltl, basically the best player on the Spurs, he gets 4 blocks. Against Orlando, uses Banchero, he's got 2. So I'm taking, and also Robert Williams is working back into more of a full-time role. He had a knee surgery this offseason. He didn't even start playing until about a month ago. His minutes are starting to get extended, and I think Al Horford might rest tonight. So if Horford rests and Robert Williams starts, I think he could get up to like 28 minutes. And Robert Williams has led the NBA in block rate, which is just, you know, percent of possessions. If he's on the floor, that leads to a block. He's led the NBA in that stat twice. So I'm actually going to take the chance at the 130 points on the over here.
All right, so 130 fantasy points on Thrive. That's a very big number as to what I've seen on this app. Let's go through them all again here. So Williams is the first one. That's an over. We'll tackle Julius Randle next, then John Morant, and then the final two. So moving on to Julius Randle, we're looking at rebounds tonight, Davis, and the total on Thrive is 12.5 rebounds. If you go over this, you get 85 fantasy points, and if you go under this, you get 115 points tonight.
So this is actually rebounds plus assists, which is a line that I really like, you know, because basically it's just sort of, it's really just a proxy for how much is this guy going to play? Is this game going to be close? And I think we probably will see a pretty close game tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and the New York Knicks because the Milwaukee Bucks cannot score. I mean, really, it's pretty much toss the ball to Giannis, let him figure something out. They desperately need Middleton back. Jrue Holiday has had like a non-COVID illness. He's been in and out of the lineup, so I think this one should be pretty close. And Randall is averaging better than this. You know, he is averaging 10.5 rebounds per game. He is averaging 3.8 assists per game, and his assist usage has gone up recently because Jalen Brunson has been banged up and RJ Barrett has been out of the lineup with a lower body injury. So Randall's just has the ball in his hands a lot more than he has, you know, kind of over the course of the season. So this one to me looked like a pretty appetizing over. I think it'll probably be a pretty popular one. You get 85 points for the over, 115 points for the under. I think this will be a pretty popular one on Thrive tonight, but I'm just gonna go ahead and pick up this nickel.
All right, so there you go. A free one there, says Davis, with Robert Williams and Julius Randle. You've got those. I mentioned rebounds. It is rebounds and assists, just to be clear on that. Ja Morant, and then we'll do the final two. Now, this is an interesting one here, Davis, because I can see which way you're going to lean here on this. But the San Antonio Spurs is not a very good team, and Memphis is expected, obviously, to win in a game like this tonight. Ja's number is 31.5 points. And boy, a pretty heavy lean toward the over if this goes over with 120 Thrive points. Obviously, if you go under, you get less. And interestingly enough, that's the direction you're going to go tonight.
Yep, I'm taking the under here. The Spurs are not going to hang with the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are too good. And again, funny, we talked about this the other day. You know, basically, when Jaren Jackson Jr. does not foul out, the Grizzlies are like the best defensive team in the NBA. The issue is Jaren Jackson Jr. is basically the worst fouler who starts games in the NBA. But what has Jaren Jackson Jr. kind of figured out the last couple games? I mean, obviously, I don't know if this is like a trend, but he's been 28 minutes, 32 minutes, 30 minutes, 29 minutes. He's been absolutely crushing it. And the Spurs, I mean, like, they got guys out who are, you know, Devin Vassell is not playing for them. They're starting Josh Richardson, Jeremy Sohan. Like, they're just, I mean, they are rolling out every single tank they can do in order to set themselves up to select Victor Wembanyama and turn their franchise around. So I'm taking the under on Ja Morant here. I think this is like 26 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, and 28 minutes for Ja Morant. Like, he just is going to – it's going to be nice and easy for him tonight. So I'm taking the under here. And I don't think this one will be very – I don't think this will be very popular either. I think that most people will probably just ignore this game and their selections because it does look like such a blowout.
All right. So take Ja Morant on the under, 31.5 points. So two overs and an under, over on Williams, over on Randall, under – on Ja Morant. I think I get this guy's name wrong a lot on the show. Jacob Poeltl, I think. Is that right? I don't know how you say his name. You'll get that right for me. His rebounds and assists, and then Jokic. So let's hit this next player. It's 18.5 total rebounds and assists. And boy, if he goes over that, you only get 70. So a super heavy lean toward the under here at 130 Thrive Fantasy points.
Yeah, we're taking the under here. So this is what I was talking about with correlating the selections, taking the under on Ja Morant, taking the under here on Craig Jakob Poeltl. He's obviously Poeltl. I believe he's Polish. I can do some checking on that. Now, he has been great this year, probably the best player on the Spurs. He's kept them in a lot of these games, so I could totally see getting burnt on this one. Like, if this game is close, we're losing this one. Yeah, you just got, if he's still in there in the fourth quarter, we're losing this one. But I kind of got a feeling that the Grizzlies are going to blitz them tonight and get out of there with like an 18-point type victory. So we're taking the under here on Jakob Poeltl.
All right, so under on Poeltl and two overs, two unders, over on Williams, over on Randall, under on Morant, under on Poeltl. Let's break the over-under tie here with Nikola Jokic, 21.5 total rebounds and assists. And if you, this is more even than the others. Over is 105 fantasy points, under 95 fantasy points. So break the tie here. Over, under on Jokic as we close it out.
Well, I mean, come on. Longtime viewers of the show, they know the direction that this one's heading. We are taking the over here on Nikola Jokic. Gets to play against the Lakers tonight. Now, you might be saying, oh, they're playing the Lakers. The Lakers are terrible. It's not going to be close. I mean, it just doesn't matter. Like, yo, this dude is such a machine. He's getting over this number. I didn't have to think about it. We're taking the over here on Nikola Jokic.
All right, so let's show you all on your screen the final five, Ride 5. Here it is. Take a screenshot. These are the plays for tonight. Over on Robert Williams. Over.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Under on Julius Randle, under on John Morant, under on Pirtle, over on Nikola Jokic. We'll be right back with Andrew Erickson. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. Each and every week, Andrew Erickson joins us from Fantasy Pros on this Monday. And Andrew, great to have you back here. NFL season over. Second season begins. We got the postseason, which means a lot of great fantasy football still to play. You know, a little soft spot in my heart, though, as we end the regular season yesterday. Great to have you back here on the show.
Great to be back, but excited to talk about some of the playoff matchups we have on Super Wild Card Weekend, appropriately named.
Yeah, no doubt. And I honestly think we're in for some fun playoffs. Andrew, historically, for anybody who's followed this before, underdogs rule in that first week of the wild card. We're going to see some wacky stuff happening, and then usually things normalize, and we usually get most of the good teams at the end. But I guess we could start there. What sort of intrigues you? And then I want Davis's opinion too. Which games sort of intrigue you as we start this?
Yeah, I think that one of the first games I believe is on the Saturday slate is that Chargers and Jaguars game. I think that's kind of the one that sticks out to me because you have two teams that are closely seated together. You have Brandon Staley playing his starters in a game that doesn't mean anything. Mike Williams goes down with an injury. So I'm just not sure exactly what the Chargers are doing. I mean, they're doing what the Chargers just tend to do here, and they do things that don't make a lot of sense. They're playing a Jaguars team that I think the Chargers are clearly the better team here, but you know, who's playing better football right now? I mean, the Jaguars have really been hot as of late. You know, they were a team that wasn't going to make the playoffs at all. And then all of a sudden, oh, what do you know? They won the AFC South. So, and they're also playing at home. So I think that this game is very intriguing from two teams. I don't necessarily think either of these teams is going to end up making a run here, but it would not surprise me if the, you know, one bounce of the ball here or there decides the victor in this Jaguars-Chargers game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Andrew is probably right. I think that's probably the game where everyone's like, you know, we spent all of this NFL offseason being like breathlessly, oh my God, Justin Herbert. Oh my God, look at these additions they made on defense. Oh my gosh, the Chargers, they're so good. The AFC West, who's going to win the AFC West? And the Chargers stink, and their coach stinks. And they, I mean, like, I'm totally with Andrew. That is going to be the most interesting game. I would nominate probably the second most interesting game, though, as the New York Giants against the Minnesota Vikings, because everyone sort of in our circles is like, yeah, the Vikings, they got a negative point differential. You want to talk about teams that stink? The Minnesota Vikings stink. What do they do? I mean, they got Justin Jefferson. Their defense is awful. It's really, really bad at like every position. They don't have any, they don't have a great pass rush. They don't have a shutdown corner. Now you might say like, okay, well, like what are the Giants really going to do? I mean, it's kind of hard to stop Daniel Jones when he's running really effectively. Now, obviously, Daniel Jones might have like three consecutive brain farts and play the Giants out of this game. I think everyone would agree the Giants roster is like significantly worse, 1-53. But I don't know. It would be kind of poetic for this team that everyone all year has been saying is super overrated to lose in the wild card weekend, Craig.
Yeah, to me, that's the one game that I think I have the least read on of all the games, honestly, that is, you know, going into the weekend. Let's take a look at the odds to win the Super Bowl, and let's see if we can, you know, find someone outside of the favorites here, maybe to throw a dart at. I was talking about Jacksonville a few weeks ago, so now we're kind of here. You'd have to sort of hedge your way through this, especially with this game coming up this week against the Chargers. But the Chiefs right now are the favorites to win it all at plus 330. And for good reason. The Chiefs are going to go very far, gentlemen. But they could clearly lose in the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl. You know, to take them to lose, you know, next week or the week after, kind of silly. Buffalo plus 420. Eagles 5-1. San Francisco 5.5-1. Then, you know, Dallas is always going to be there. People love betting Dallas. So for some reason, they're there at 13-1. The Chargers are 21-1. Tampa Bay, 28. And then, you know, obviously at that point, you know, maybe taking Baltimore at 34-1 or somewhere along those lines. So, I mean, Andrew, maybe just the betting tactic from this, at least from my perspective, would be find someone in the NFC. And then if you get to the Super Bowl, you get to the NFC Championship, find your way around it. Because, I mean, I just don't see a scenario, for me at least, where it isn't Kansas City or Buffalo. Like, it does feel like one of those two teams is probably going to get there. And the Chiefs are just so much better than everyone else. I think I could probably pick against them very easily in the Super Bowl. But I just don't know that I want to fade them until then.
Yeah, no, I think that favoring the AFC side makes a lot of sense here when you're talking about just the winner of the actual Super Bowl, because, I mean, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, like, I just think that, I mean, is going to be, am I going to bet against one of those guys with Brock Purdy as the other quarterback? Like, I just can't envision myself doing that. I know Brock Purdy's obviously been super efficient in the offense, but, you know, is he just going to continue to be the super efficient quarterback all the way throughout the entire playoffs? Like, this guy that was the last pick of the NFL draft? Like, I just don't know. So for me, a team that I like kind of taking, considering the odds as well, is actually the Cincinnati Bengals. I think that the Bengals are a better team than they were last year. Now, there are some concerns with the offensive line. They did lose Alex Kappa in this last week's game. You know, they lost Lael Collins a week before, so that is concerning. But they made it to the Super Bowl last year with a worse roster, a worse defense, and a worse offensive line. And I think they're still set up here in the number three seed. There is a path where, yes, they might have to play the Chiefs in the next round, but we've already talked about where they have the Chiefs number. Like, they've been able to beat the Chiefs multiple times. So if any team is going to go into Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs, I think the Bengals can do it. So I like them at their odds right now.
Yeah, I tend to agree there. I mean, I think probably the only bet that I have is a Chiefs one from earlier in the season. I would say if you do like any of these AFC teams, the time to bet it is right now, because once the Bengals win this week, once the Dolphins win this week, or I mean, if you like the underdogs, if you like the Ravens, if you like the Chargers, whoever, their odds are going to get way worse. So the time to bet it is definitely right now. If I was, you know, if I was going to bet one, you made me do it right now. Honestly, Craig, it would be the Buccaneers. It makes no sense. The Buccaneers stink. They were like the worst team to watch. They get in with a losing record, but everyone and their mom knows they're beating the stupid Dallas Cowboys this week. I mean, just everyone's ready for it. 17-10. Dak throws a horrible pick six. They're trying to run. Like, everyone has seen this movie before. Now, do I think I think the Buccaneers would be touchdown dogs to Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, right? I mean, I just think that's the nature of it. But the NFC to me just seems horribly, horribly weak. Like, they just, like, if any of these teams other than the Eagles were in the AFC, they'd be like the sixth seed. You know, it just feels like none of these teams are really all that good.
Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia and San Francisco had good seasons. I would tell you my opinion on that Dallas-Tampa Bay is the same as yours, but not quite. I think the spread is not going to be a factor at all in this game. I think either Dallas is going to wax them 41-10, or the Bucks are just going to win the game. For some reason, that game, I just have so many range of outcomes as to what could happen in that one, but we certainly will see. Now, Andrew, the NFC, as we mentioned, and we're going to have to make some decisions in these one-and-done contests for fantasy football and even in some of the DFS, because, look, the quarterbacks, you know, out of all the teams that have made it, Jalen Hurts had a great year, that's true. But, I mean, we got Kirk Cousins. We have Dak Prescott. You know, this has not been Brady's best season by a long shot. Maybe it's some of the coaching. That could be a factor. And then, naturally, you talked about Brock Purdy there. But, boy, Dak has gone the other way. We saw Cousins go back to who he was a couple of weeks ago. And Cousins had a great year, by the way. Let's not diminish the kind of year that he's had. But this is not your, like, future Hall of Fame list, I think, outside of Brady. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But I mean, I think just we're looking at it from a who's going to play the most games and who's still putting up pretty decent fantasy production. It's probably Brock Purdy. Like, I think the 49ers, I mean, they're playing the Seahawks this week, a team that they've already beaten. We've already seen Brock Purdy play against the Seahawks defense, which is horrible. And all the guys doing is dumping it off to Ayuk, dumping it off to George Kittle, who has like 9 touchdowns since it's just ridiculous. He's on an absolute tear, and all those fantasy points are going to Brock Purdy. So with these other quarterbacks who have just been so up and down, the one thing Brock Purdy has been consistent, and he's going to consistently put up points and consistently play in these games. So I think the 49ers are going to keep winning.
I mean, I think I probably have been too slow to come around on the San Francisco 49ers because they have a 7th round rookie out of Iowa State quarterbacking them. But if you really think about it, if you kind of open your third eye, I mean, like, what is the quarterback in this offense really asked to do? If you look at, I mean, very similar offenses, Jared Goff making a Super Bowl with the Rams, and the McVay and Shanahan offices, they're not one-to-one. It's not the exact same thing, but I mean, really the quarterback is supposed to be the deliverer, not the creator. Whereas like, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Kansas City, their quarterbacks are the creators. I mean, the creator of the 49ers offense is Shanahan, like the crazy alchemy that he brews up. And I mean, I don't know. I think the 49ers probably have the best group of skill position players in the NFL. I mean, I'd have to like sit and think about it a little bit long. I mean, honestly, you could maybe even say the Dolphins, but Kittle, Ayuk, Debo, CMC, even their secondary guys. I mean, Ray McLeod scored a 75-yard touchdown untouched last week. He plays like 6 snaps a game. Juwan Jennings has been a pretty good slot wide receiver for them. But I just think this quarterback grouping is so, it's just really interesting because we have the unproven guys at the top, right? So Hurts, we all love, MVP candidate, very unproven in the playoffs, has never played in a conference championship game. Same deal for Cousins. And then the guys who are sort of more proven there at the bottom, their teams have just kind of cratered around them. So I just think the NFC playoffs are really fascinating to me.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll next week touch on it again, because Monday night we got a very, very big game, of course, between Dallas and Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football, and Andrew will preview that for us as well. The great thing about Fantasy Pros, obviously, is you guys are starting to work already on projections for next year. And Andrew, Christian McCaffrey, I mean, 2 months ago when he was on Carolina, it's like, oh, again, we got fooled. We're not taking him ever again. Now, I mean, he's probably going to be the consensus number one overall pick in fantasy. If I had to guess, I would guess maybe Justin Jefferson is number two. What do you think the first few picks look like next year, barring something unforeseen in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I think that those two guys are probably going to be the most talked about, like when we first come out of the season. Now, I think there's a conversation we made with some of these younger running backs, whether it's a Kenneth Walker, whether it's a Travis Etienne. I think that those guys will be, talked about in the first round. And I think someone that could potentially dethrone, a Justin Jefferson as a wide receiver one would be Ja'Marr Chase. You look at Ja'Marr Chase in just 12 games this year, he was top 5 in red zone targets. He led all players in red zone targets per game. So if anyone is going to go out and score 20 touchdowns, it's Ja'Marr Chase and not necessarily Justin Jefferson, because I don't think Kirk Cousins has a 50 touchdown passing season in his repertoire. But Joe Burrow, oh yeah, like I could definitely see that from him. So I think Chase is going to be interesting, probably going to always go behind Justin Jefferson, but especially in half point scoring where touchdowns are matter more, I think that can really be the difference for Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. I'm just very curious who this year's Gabe Davis is, the guy who just puts on an absolutely nuts performance at a playoff game and ends up jumping like 10 rounds at ADP. No idea. Maybe it'll be ETN. I don't know. But I'll never forget that 4 touchdown Gabe Davis game. I mean, I still can't believe that happened.
Yeah, I got your guy. It's Devonta Smith on the Philadelphia Eagles. That's your guy that does it. Well, Devonta Smith's pretty good anyway, by the way. But that could be, to me, that's the guy that I think is going to have a big playoff run here. All right, Andrew, thank you again. Enjoy the rest of the week. Appreciate you coming on. And we'll talk again before the Monday night Super Wild Card game comes to a conclusion. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, check him out, of course, at fantasypros.com. We'll come back and wrap up the show with a little Sports Grid 60. Then we've got the early line coming up at noon Eastern, and I'll be back with you a little bit later for a full preview of the College Football National Championship on Sports Grid Newswire.
Sports Grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. We always wrap up the show with a quick thought, and we actually have some breaking news here on the show. I'm not going to ruin it for you. I'll let Davis handle this. It's called the Sports Grid 60.
Craig knew I've been waiting for this one. The Arizona Cardinals have fired Cliff Kingsbury, ending, honestly, just misery. Just the entire Cliff, Kyler, Josh, it wasn't fun for anyone. No one was enjoying it. Cliff wasn't having a good time. He's rich. He's handsome. Cliff will be just fine. We'll get, I think, probably a better picture of, is Kyler Murray really all that good? What can Kyler Murray do with a competent NFL head coach around him? I mean, assuming Arizona hires someone competent, but always been a Kyler guy, always been a Hollywood Brown guy. I think the Cardinals have good players. I kind of have a feeling that this is like an 11-win team next year, which would just be hilarious, obviously, because they were always so bad. And wishing Cliff the best, but stay away from my favorite players and favorite teams, Cliff.
Yeah, I think Murray's out for a long time next year too. So I don't know. We'll have to see how they end up doing. There's some talk today that like some Jets fans are upset because Joe Flacco brought his kids to the game, maybe his last game playing in the NFL, maybe his last game starting in the NFL, and one of his sons wore a Tyreek Hill jersey to the game. Of course, Hill on the Dolphins, Flacco on the Jets. People are all upset. Oh, how could he possibly do that? And listen, I get that there's a piece of fandom to everything, but let's get real. Young kids have favorite players, and they may not be on your team. So, I mean, for me personally, I don't have a huge issue with it. I can only speak to my kid, my son, if he's a fan of a player. Is there a sort of like breaking code to not be, I'm sure he's still rooting for his dad, but he's rooting for players too. I just don't see what the big deal is. And he signed the jersey too. Good job by Tyreek Hill. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to Andrew Erickson, of course, our producers. For Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. We got the early line next. I'll see you back here for Newswire, 2:00 Eastern, right here on Sports Grid. Hope everyone has a great rest of the Monday. Enjoy the national championship.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.